Señor Presidente de los Estados Unidos de Norteamérica, señora Secretaria de Estado, señores integrantes de la delegación que nos visita, señores ministros de Estado, señor embajador de los Estados Unidos de Norteamérica en Uruguay, señor embajador de Uruguay en los Estados Unidos de Norteamérica, señoras y señores periodistas, señor presidente, quiero presentar a usted nuestro saludo de bienvenida junto a la prestigiosa delegación que lo acompaña. Usted representa, señor presidente, a un pueblo que es amigo del pueblo uruguayo. Históricas relaciones amistosas unen a estos dos países, a estos dos pueblos, relaciones firmes, respetuosas y solidarias. Y al respecto quisiera ejemplificar con dos elementos que me parecen son altamente significativos. El primero de ellos, señor presidente, miles de ciudadanos uruguayos viven en los Estados Unidos de Norteamérica y han encontrado en ese país condiciones de vida que no tenían en el nuestro y que lo obligaron a emigrar. Pudieron establecerse, formar sus familias, tener trabajo, estudiar, dar educación a sus hijos, salud. Por lo tanto, creo que este es un elemento claro de lo que el pueblo norteamericano ha tendido como mano al pueblo uruguayo. Seguramente hay muchos uruguayos que estarán en situación de aún legalizar su situación en aquel país, pero estamos seguros que esa solidaridad abrirá caminos posibles para que nuestros conciudadanos puedan legalmente habitar este país. Y el segundo ejemplo que quiero dar es ni más ni menos que, y los uruguayos lo recordamos muy bien, cuando nuestro país vive la crisis económica más brutal de su historia. Cuando Uruguay estaba viviendo una situación económica y social realmente conmocionante y grave para nuestro país, fue precisamente vuestro país, y en particular usted, señor presidente, quien tendió la mano para lograr, para ayudar a que Uruguay saliera de ese pozo en el que se encontraba y comenzara un camino de recuperación que hoy estamos tratando de consolidar. Hace 16 años y monedas visitaba el país otro presidente de los Estados Unidos. Fue un 5 de diciembre de 1990. Ese presidente era su señor padre. Yo era en aquel momento intendente municipal de Montevideo y me tocó entregarles las llaves de la ciudad de Montevideo. Tuvimos un breve intercambio con el señor presidente Bush padre y en aquel momento recuerdo una de sus frases cuando dijo: dejemos de lado nuestras diferencias, que las tenemos, y transitemos por el camino de las concordancias y del encuentro en las coincidencias, que también las tenemos. La defensa de la democracia como organización y funcionamiento de nuestras sociedades, pero más que eso como estilo de vida, la defensa de las libertades y el luchar permanentemente para mejorar las condiciones de vida de nuestra gente, dándole trabajo, educación y salud, son elementos comunes que nos permiten augurar que podemos trabajar juntos más allá de nuestras diferencias, señor presidente. Así que con estas palabras quiero explicitar que el camino que hemos seguido y que hoy hemos dialogado con el señor presidente de los Estados Unidos ha sido precisamente ese, el de buscar incrementar nuestro intercambio comercial, la posibilidad de aumentar la colocación de nuestro trabajo en el mercado de los Estados Unidos de Norteamérica, buscar aumentar el intercambio científico, tecnológico, cultural con el país hermano y ver la forma de juntos lograr una mejor calidad de vida para nuestra gente. Señor presidente, señores integrantes de su delegación, les deseo que aquí se encuentren como en su propia casa. Bienvenidos.
Thank you, Mr. President. I feel very much at home. You know, it's in my state of Texas, when you invite somebody to your estancia, it's a sign of respect. And I thank you very much for this warm gesture of hospitality, but after all, you're a Tejano. This is our second meaningful dialogue. I remember so well your visit to the Oval Office. You were very articulate about your desire to improve the lives of all people in your country. I was impressed then by your compassion and your care. I was expecting to see a beautiful country when I came here, and that's precisely what I have seen. Your capital city is magnificent. The architecture is really beautiful. And then, of course, we come to this beautiful place that is so peaceful and reminds me of the great natural resources that your country has. We discussed a lot of subjects. First of all, Mr. President, I completely agree with the spirit of our conversations, that we will find common ground and we will advance that common ground for the benefit of our respective peoples. One place where we have common ground is the respect for human rights and human dignity. The respect for rule of law. We welcome a free press. Most of the time. No, all the time. We honor elections. And Uruguay is a strong example of the stability that can come with democracy. But you also recognize that, which I recognize, that you can't take democracy for granted, that the people have to see tangible benefits. And so on my trip to South America and Central America, I want to remind people that the United States and its compassionate people care deeply about issues such as education and health, issues that you're concerned about. We spent a lot of time talking about education, and I suspect most Americans don't know that, but we're actively involved in helping the President institute a program for youngsters to become more literate, particularly in English. We want to continue helping. We spent time talking about how we can exchange students in a better way. We talked about exchanging ideas, that our experts sit down at the same table to discuss issues such as alternative fuels. In my trip to Brazil yesterday, we spent time talking about alternative fuels and the need for the United States and Brazil to work together. It's the same conversation we had here in Uruguay. We talked about the fact, the president is a modest man, but I talked about the fact that the Uruguayan economy is growing estimated at 7%. And I congratulate you, sir, on creating the conditions so that people feel comfortable making investments that cause economies to grow, and that we want to work together to continue to advance the progress we have made on trade and investment at a pace that both our peoples will be comfortable with. I want to thank you very much for your commitment to democracy and peace in our neighborhood. I congratulate you and the people of Uruguay for providing peacekeepers to Haiti and to the Congo. It is a gesture of a strong nation to reach out to help others realize the benefits of a free society. And you've sent a strong and powerful message. Finally, I do want to say something about immigration in the United States. The president has spoken eloquently to me about the need for there to be a immigration policy that upholds the values of America. I explained to him that it is my interest to get a comprehensive immigration bill out of the United States Congress as soon as possible. I look forward to working with both Republicans and Democrats, Mr. President, to do what is right, to uphold the laws of the United States, but at the same time, recognize that on the one hand we can't grant automatic citizenship, nor on the other hand can we kick people out. And so therefore there's got to be a rational way forward. And I pledge to you, as a man who is concerned about people from your country that may be living in the United States, that I will work as hard as I can to have a compassionate and rational immigration law that respects the rule of law, but also respects the great traditions of the United States. A tradition which is a welcoming society. A tradition that says, that we welcome our diversity because we believe in our diversity we can find the strength of our nation. And so I've been I'm really looking forward to this trip. I'm especially looking forward to the asado. I appreciate your willingness to cook some Uruguayan beef. You've told me all along how good it is, and after we answer a few questions, we're about to find out. So, Mr. President, thank you for your hospitality.
Por favor. María José Pino, de la Televisión de Uruguay.
Ahí, Mauricio.
You need to call on people.
Bien, ¿qué tal? María José Pino, justamente de BTV. La pregunta va dirigida al presidente George Bush. Teniendo en cuenta el contexto regional que nos encontramos, gobernado por mandatarios como Vázquez, Lula, Kirchner, Hugo Chávez, Morales y Bachelet, ¿qué diferencias y similitudes, encuentra usted entre ellos y qué opinión tiene usted respecto al presidente Vázquez y al Uruguay?
The temptation is to try to get people to talk about their differences. I want to talk about our commonalities. We share respect for each other. We respect our countries, we respect our histories and traditions, and we share a great respect for a government where the people decide who's in charge. Interestingly enough, we both have gotten rid of colonial powers in our past. And it is, I think it's that heritage that makes Uruguay and the United States such natural partners. We talk about the need to invest and to grow economies through investment. That's common ground that leads to a positive relationship. We both recognize that education is vital for the success of our respective countries. When we find illiteracy in the United States is where we find poverty, oftentimes. And therefore, education policy is focused at improving the lives of all by giving people the skills necessary to compete in the 21st century. I bet many people in my country don't know that Uruguay is the leading exporter of software in South America. It means that one of the great assets of this country is the brain power of the country. Oftentimes when you think of a country like Uruguay, you think of natural resources, fantastic farms, you know, a lot of cows and lambs, and blueberries, which, by the way, came up today in our conversation. But I think it is hopeful for both our countries to know that a friend is a leading exporter of something that requires the ingenuity and brain power of its citizens. And so we find common ground there as to how to work together. This is I would call this meeting very constructive and very hopeful and very positive. And that's the reason why is because we've got so much in common. There's a lot more that unites us than divides us, Mr. President. I appreciate the chance to visit with you. Tony. Brett Baer.
President Bush.
Yeah?
Excuse me.
So the guy, I'm 60 years old, and he thinks I can't hear.
Sorry about that. Mr. President, the FBI has acknowledged that some agents used post-9/11 powers to demand personal information on Americans. What do you say to people who are concerned about the use of these national security letters? And in the wake of how these letters were used, do you still have confidence in Attorney General Gonzalez and FBI Director Mueller?
I was briefed by the Attorney General and the Director of the FBI on this subject last week. We spent a lot of time talking about the IG report. First of all, I want to compliment the IG for good and necessary work. They brought the findings of this good work to my attention. My question is, what are you going to do to solve the problem? And how fast can you get it solved? I was pleased by Director Mueller's answer that he had already begun to address some of the problems, but there was more work to be done. I thought his testimonies the other day were very good. He took responsibility, as he should have. I've got confidence in Director Mueller, as I do in the Attorney General. I want to remind you, Brett, and others, that the IG report, which justly made issue of FBI shortfallings, also made it clear that these letters were important to the security of the United States. And so we'll address the problems in the report, and those problems will be addressed as quickly as possible.
La siguiente, por favor. Patricia Madrid, de Observa, del diario El Observador.
¿Qué tal? Buenas tardes. La primera pregunta va para el presidente Bush. Usted reconoció que, bueno, las trabas proteccionistas que existen en su gobierno. ¿Qué tan flexible puede ser su gobierno a la hora de avanzar en algún acuerdo comercial con Uruguay? ¿Y a qué acuerdos concretos se llegaron en el día de hoy? Y la siguiente pregunta, que es para ambos mandatarios, si, presidente Vázquez, usted solicitó al presidente Bush interceder en las diferencias que actualmente mantiene Uruguay con Argentina por el tema plantas de celulosa.
We spent a lot of time talking about how to address Uruguayan concerns about market access for certain products. The president talked about a variety of issues when it comes to trade. He felt like the quotas on certain items, such as cows and sheep, was not fair, and I told him I would absolutely consider requests he made. He thought I was teasing about blueberries, but I wasn't. It turns out Uruguay produces a fantastic blueberry. And the fundamental question is, will the blueberry grower be able to sell product into the United States? So we talked about a variety of produce. And, I told the president, I said, you can't solve problems unless you put the problems on the table. And that where we could help, we would, and where we couldn't, I would give an explanation as to why not. Now, you brought up protectionist tendencies, and I'm concerned about protectionist tendencies not only within our own country but around the world. I happen to believe a world that trades freely and fairly is a world that is more likely to be able to address poverty. And therefore, I am a strong supporter of completing the Doha round of the WTO. I shared with the president about our strategies as to advance the Doha round. I spent a lot of time with President Lula. He was most interested in our conversations, and I shared our conversations. I didn't betray any confidences, of course. But I talked to him about how we need to advance the Doha round. And the United States is fully prepared to reduce agricultural subsidies, as I explained to the president. We just want to make sure there's market access for our products. And this is what I told President Lula, this is what I've told the Europeans, and that's what I shared with the president. I'm optimistic we can get a deal done. As a matter of fact, our trade minister, Susan Schwab, has remained in Sao Paulo to talk to her Brazilian counterpart, all aiming at continuing to make progress toward what is a complicated but necessary deal. Thank you.
Como respuesta a su primera pregunta, por cierto, coincido totalmente con lo expresado por el señor presidente de los Estados Unidos. Quiero decir que hemos creado un espacio a partir de esta reunión donde nuestros técnicos, nuestros ministros podrán conversar y avanzar en distintos temas vinculados al relacionamiento bilateral. En lo que respecta a la situación general multilateral, Uruguay ha planteado su posición en cuanto a defender el libre comercio y buscar la caída de los aranceles y subsidios que dificultan muchas veces la colocación, sobre todo de nuestros productos agropecuarios. Pero hemos podido analizar la posibilidad de avanzar en el sistema general de preferencias en algunos temas que seguramente van a ser estudiados en las próximas semanas. Y en cuanto a la segunda parte de su pregunta, no he planteado el tema del diferendo que tenemos con la República Argentina, el señor presidente de los Estados Unidos, entre otras cosas porque dentro de pocos días, en algunas semanas, por la gestión de su majestad el rey de España, se acercarán a dialogar, no a negociar, porque no vamos a negociar mientras los puentes estén cortados, pero sí a dialogar entre los dos gobiernos para buscar una forma amistosa por el camino del entendimiento, del razonamiento, para solucionar este triste diferendo que tenemos con nuestros hermanos argentinos.
Queda uno.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, President Bush, Hugo Chavez suggested that you were afraid to mention his name. So are you, and how much of a threat is he to the United States' interests in the hemisphere? And President Vasquez, can you discuss at all your position between trying to broaden ties to the United States in terms of trade, but also indicate to your other neighbors that you are want to remain integrated in South American trade?
I've come to South and America and Central America to advance a positive, constructive diplomacy that is being conducted by my government on behalf of the American people. My message to the people in our neighborhood is that we care about the human condition and that we believe the human condition can be improved in a variety of ways. One, investment. And so the question is, how can we have constructive dialogue with our neighbors as to how to spread the benefits of investment? I also am reminding people that the United States taxpayer is most generous when it comes to bilateral aid. Since I've been the president, we've doubled the amount of annual bilateral aid to Latin America from $800 million a year to $1.6 billion a year. And most of the money is aimed at social justice programs, programs like education and health care. I also know full well that, and I saw this firsthand yesterday in São Paulo, that many American NGOs and faith-based groups and individuals express their concern about the plight of the poor through programs and activities all aimed at giving people a chance. Yesterday in São Paulo, we went to a pretty wealthy neighborhood, but it was surrounded by a favela. And there we found, in the midst of hopelessness, there was a little center of love. And some of the program money had been raised as a result of concerts given in the United States, where citizens, average citizens, contribute to make sure this program remained viable. And so the trip is it's a statement of the desire to work together with people in our neighborhood. I've been to the Central and South America a lot since I've been the president because I fully understand a prosperous and peaceful neighborhood is in the interest of the United States of America. I would call our diplomacy quiet and effective diplomacy. Diplomacy all aimed at helping people, aimed at elevating the human condition, aimed at expressing the great compassion of the American people. And Mr. President, I appreciate you giving me a chance to come and visit with you so to have a dialogue about how we can advance our interests and the interests of our neighborhood.
Bien, con respecto a su pregunta, la estrategia de inserción internacional de Uruguay está bien definida y creo que es bien clara. Apostamos a un proceso de integración abierta, es decir, apostamos fuertemente al proceso de integración regional. Uruguay está donde está y no se puede ir, además no nos queremos ir de acá. Y por cierto, el comercio que mantenemos y las relaciones culturales, históricas que tenemos con nuestros hermanos países de la región son muy sólidas y son muy fuertes. Pero no queremos un proceso de integración cerrado, sino un proceso de integración abierto. Que este Mercosur se pueda integrar con otros bloques o con otros países del mundo, pero también que cada uno de los integrantes de este proceso, por ejemplo Uruguay, pueda ejercer su derecho soberano de desarrollar relaciones bilaterales con otros procesos de integración u otros países. En ese sentido estamos trabajando y en ese sentido se inscribe entonces esta reunión que tuviéramos el honor de tener con el señor presidente de los Estados Unidos.